Episode 12, Issue Responses 1668 through 1858. Response 1668. The Use of the Impoverished Novice Ordo Missi. Response 1669. Closing Churches During COVID. Lack of Homilies Exhorting Faithful on Effects of Sin. Lack of Orthodox Catechesis. Response 1670. Dumbed Down Homilies. Homilies Full of Same Talking Points. Extraordinary ministers in general, but especially when on the altars, and too many ill-clad women on the altar. Response 1671. When liturgies fail to show reverence and sacredness, when celebrant thinks it's a show for him to perform, instead of leading the faithful in quiet moments of prayer. Response 1672. Stress teaching in RCIA and First Communion classes. Response 1673. I believe that longer homilies and more impassioned preaching, not necessarily more charismatic, though sometimes it may be, would be welcome. We do not need shorter mass durations and relaxed standards. We need to be convicted of our need for God and called to dedicate our time and attention to the Eucharist. Response 1674. Seeing Eucharist as the center of our belief, lack of catechizes for grown-ups. Response 1675. Secular pressure in faith lives. Remarks that make one have doubts when one is not continuing to be encouraged to build your own faith. Response 1676. Clergy lack of reverence during the consecration. Response 1677. Priests fail to quote and use God's words to support Catholic beliefs regarding radical behaviors that, in recent years, are proclaimed as normal. Response 1678. Taking out of altar rail so that all will receive Jesus while kneeling and on the tongue. Response 1679. Connecting confession with reception of the Eucharist, proper modest dress in church, genuflecting. Response 1680. Secular humanism. The philosophy and materialism have infiltrated the culture in the church. Yet the main issue is the lack of people living and professing that personal relationship with Christ, for the faith is passed on through the family. Response 1681. The benefit of Protestant converts coming into our church has led to further protestation of the novice ordo mass, raising of hands, incessant singing during communion, etc. Response 1682. Placement of the celebrant's chair in front of the tabernacle. This denotes a casual attitude toward the tabernacle and a lack of respect for the contents, the Eucharist. Response 1683. Wearing inappropriate clothes at church and consecrated ground. Also, lack of discipline, sacrifice, charity, respect to the clergy. Response 1684. The Vatican irreverence towards the Eucharist and the TLM. Response 1685. Failure to teach people how to meditate/mental prayer. Poor catechesis on what constitutes grave matter. Routinely locking churches so that people cannot come pray. Response 1686. The prayers of the priest and faithful are not as beautiful as they once were. They are weak. We don't glorify God as we should. I've been attending St. John of the Desert Melkite Catholic Church for more than 2 years. Response 1687. Lack of adoration or perpetual adoration at each parish. And locked parish doors during G the day. Response 1688. Lack of catechesis on sin, virtue, sanctifying grace, the sacrament of penance, the communion of saints, traditional devotions such as consecration to the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, novenas, etc. General lack of reverence for the holiness of the temple, the tabernacle, and the altar. Too much emphasis on the homily and too little on the offertory. The 80% plus changes to the TLM, i.e. less mention of Holy Trinity, angels, Mary and the saints, Calvary. Response 1689. The breakdown of the liturgy overall, which feels watered down and devoid of the sacred, as well as the attitude of the clergy during Mass and their reverence, especially in regards to the Eucharist. Response 1690. Allowing reception of the Eucharist in the hand. Response 1691. The contradiction in stating the sacraments are vital to the salvation of our souls and then locking them away so no one may receive them. The shepherd makes sure all the sheep are in the fold before he bars the gate with his own body. Response 1692. Failure of seminary formation of priests. Response 1693. The cancellation of good holy priests who are in good standing, but because they are not lukewarm in the teachings of the Church, they are being silenced, reprimanded, persecuted, not supported by their own bishops, cardinals, and the Pope, they are being removed from their parishes and their dioceses. Shameful. Response 1694. Homosexuality and corruption in the Church hierarchy. Bishops, cardinals, and popes who either are homosexuals or tolerate those who are. The word celibacy is rarely mentioned anymore, because the clergy are no longer celibate. I think statistically there is a correlation between the percentage of homosexual clergy and the percentage of people who no longer believe in the real presence. Homosexuals cannot become actual priests. They do not have the proper mindset. As such, they are not actually capable of confecting the Eucharist. Therefore, the people sense that the Eucharist they are receiving is not valid, because it's not. The Vatican knows they are not ordaining valid priests and they are canceling current priests and bishops who are valid, so, what is the solution? Oh, perhaps the Church hierarchy could start following Christ and following actual Catholic teaching, and begin ordaining actual, valid, priests. If you actually want to restore belief in the real presence in the Eucharist, you need to restore the Church, making it an entity that is capable of producing a valid Eucharist. Response 1695. Purification. Response 1696. Family life and parents teaching their children about the real presence. This is the foundation of a child's understanding of things even before what occurs at the Mass. If this has been done well, children will understand the significance of the Eucharist being the very heart of Jesus. Response 1697. 1. Allowing a modest or very casual dress in the church, including and especially those reading at Holy Mass, short, low-cut or sleeveless dresses, tight pants or yoga pants, shorts, blue jeans, sweatpants, shirts with logos. I have witnessed a few parishes with gracious signs posted on the doors noting appropriate dress for men and women. It's not rocket science. 2. Altar boys wearing gym shoes. Or shorts / very casual clothing under their altar serving clothes. 3. Lack of preaching on the reality of sin or hell. The reality of what happens spiritually of receiving the Eucharist, when you say Amen, you agree and submit to church teaching, even if not understanding it. Preaching so they understand to keep coming, but what it means to receive in a state of grace and not to receive if not in a state of grace. And what receiving, or not, in a state of grace does to our souls, healing or condemnation. Response 1698. Casual dress of people at Mass. Especially Eucharistic minister. L saw a lady in white short shorts and tank top distributing the Holy Eucharist. Completely unexceptionable. The priest should have told her to sit down. We don't need 6 lay Eucharistic ministers when there are only 50 people at Mass. Put the communion rail back up. LT goes much faster and more reverent when people are kneeling and receiving our Lord on the tongue. Response 1699. Abandonment of traditional Latin Mass. Response 1700. Poor catechesis in 1970s, 80s Catholic school. I did not know the teaching of the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist until I was a mom in my 30s listening to Catholic radio. I went to Catholic school for 12 years. Response 1701. Influence of other Christian faiths that attack the Catholic Church, especially the sacraments. Response 1702. We were not taught all of the clear teachings of the Church. We were taught only social justice issues, which lead to the "be a good person and that is enough" ideology. Response 1703. I'm going to remain undetectable the entire time, but if you don't believe in me, it will hurt my feelings. God. Ha ha ha, this is a non-scenario. You are all frauds. Response 1704. Fake and antichrist religious in churches and especially in Vatican. Many priests see their ordination as a job, not as a mission or calling. Response 1705. Failure to instruct people to dress respectfully when receiving Eucharist. Response 1706. Quiet in church. We talk before, during and after Mass. I have heard golf scores discussed during Mass. I am guilty of talking after Mass in church. But at Eucharistic adoration, I have seen our Hispanic community back out of church in order to keep facing Jesus until they walk out the door. Makes me rethink my posture when I leave church. Response 1707. Some churches have wooden statues that don't bring a sense of holiness. We prefer the Italian human form of carving. Response 1708. Failure to use communion plate for those receiving on the tongue. Congregation sitting after communion. Congregation raising hands during certain Mass parts. Congregation raising and lowering kneelers during Mass. Deacons showing no reverence, but rather serving / performing for attention. Congregation is not on stage here. Let's have priests talk about reverence and respect for Christ when inside his house. Response 1709. Not making the church a sacred place. Get rid of the sign of peace. Stop all the laity from using all the hand gestures. During adoration, silence. Response 1710. Allowing reception in the hand rather than exclusively on the tongue. Response 1711. Lack of availability for confession or a need. Modesty in dress requirements. Too many people in sanctuary, lectors etc., especially women in sanctuary. Lacks respect for holy ground. Communion in the hand. Response 1712. We put too much emphasis on how long, time, we are at Mass. We have let modern culture dictate a speedy Mass as opposed to quality time spent in the presence of our Lord. I am 83 years and for 60 of those years I have not heard homilies directing us away from sin. For the record, we have been married 58 years and have lived in all four corners of the USA and spots in between. We have been members of 25 different parishes, so we have seen a good cross-section of Catholic leadership. Response 1713. Veils for women. Proper reverend attire at Mass. Too many Eucharistic ministers. Closing thumb and index finger after consecration until after communion by the priest. Insisting on EM washing fingers after distributing the body of Christ. More kneelers when the altar rail is missing. More iconography and statues and stained glass windows. Response 1714. TLM must be the focus for all Catholics everywhere, reverting to the 1962 Missal. Response 1715. Failure to follow God's Word. Writing the Catechism for the Catholic Church and creating rules that are not ordained by God. Response 1716. The importance of a personal relationship with Jesus. In second grade, I remember Sister Cabrini told me if I was the only person on this earth that Jesus would have died on the cross because he loves me that much and wants me to be with him always. Response 1717. Clergy don't talk about sin. They don't define it, cite examples or teach on hell, or the repercussions of decisions people make. They don't teach how confession is required to receive Jesus and that you should abstain if you aren't in a state of grace. What is a mortal sin? Every Sunday these teachings need to be addressed. Also, why not attending Mass on Sundays is a sin? And the gravity if you don't take your kids to church. Response 1718. Since Vatican II, the priest has become the centerpiece, the star of the show of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The Protestant tinkering of the Mass, along with the lack of belief of the true presence of our Lord, has reduced his body into a mid-show snack. These are great survey questions, by the way. Response 1719. Failure to mandate chastity in attire for Mass and homilies instructing adequate information in the commandments and consequences for not following the church mandates, dogmas, and principles. Response 1720. People's self-centered mess, selfishness, lazy, poor choices, the powerful evil in the world, the devil. Response 1721. The clergy not mentioning the Eucharist and the real presence during their homily. Response 1722. That the Latin Mass will be forbidden on July 16, 24. Response 1723. I think receiving in the hand instead of on the tongue was one of the biggest mistakes. Allowing at least a single station for kneeling to receive would help restore some of the reverence in receiving the Eucharist. Response 1724. Failure to instill daily prayer in the life of the laity as a significant value. Response 1725. 1. Prohibit extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. 2. Prohibit distribution of precious blood to communicants except for weddings. 3. Removing opportunities to kneel while receiving. 4. Little care given in purification of vessels after communion. 5. Bring back patens under chins of faithful during reception. 6. Make confession available before each Mass. Response 1726. The fact our bishops closed the churches during COVID. Response 1727. Weakness for priests and bishops to speak about the teachings of the Church during homilies instead of trying to make everyone feel good. Response 1728. Failure to educate the young. They think after confirmation they don't need anything else. Response 1729. Poor CCD teachers. Approval of unconsecrated hands touching the body of Christ. Bowing to the back of the person in front of you in the communion line rather than the Son of God. Using the excuse that we don't know another's heart to allow bad and irreverent behavior at Mass. Failure to stress confession and offer it regularly in many parishes. Response 1730. That the priests and bishops themselves don't believe in the holy presence of our Lord in the Eucharist. As exhibited when they closed the churches during COVID. Response 1731. The way people come dressed to Mass. Shorts, halter tops, tight-fitting clothing on women, etc. Receiving, and yes, I am fully aware that under both species our Lord is present. I am also aware of the history, but if it was offered for the first 1,200 years or so, up until the Council of Constance, I believe, why in both the TLM and a very large percentage of NO Mass ES, is it still being withheld from the laity? This is scandalous. Response 1733. Homilies that are trivial, not focusing on the readings, Old Testament Bible studies and presenting the amazing story of salvation history. Mixed messages from the Vatican, no one knows what to believe anymore. Bishops and priests who rarely stand up for what the Catholic Church has always taught. I dare say, St. Paul would be so disappointed in where the Church has fallen. Response 1734. Church leadership corrupting the sacrament of the Mass. Response 1735. No TLM available. Response 1736. The traditional Mass. Response 1737. 4-minute homilies that do not translate the true meaning of the Gospel readings. Lack of visibly present reverence by the priest to the transubstantiation of the gifts on the altar. I see this more and more, as if it is just a reenactment of an event. Response 1738. People dressing in the worst possible way. Shorts, low-cut tops, dirty and unkept. Children running and playing in the pews with toys and eating food to keep them quiet. Parents are to blame. It takes away from the respect we owe the Lord. Priests are afraid to correct his for fear they won't come to Mass. Total distraction by this kind that are not disciplined in any way. Response 1739. Lay people going into the tabernacle. Need to restore the use of patens for Holy Communion and communion rails. Response 1740. Either the priest extends his homily beyond the time, people begin to get tired and also, rushing the Mass, I've attended churches where the entire Mass ends in 45 minutes. Response 1741. Poor catechism in Catholic schools. Response 1742. Lack of excommunication to political leaders who totally go against Catholic principles, socialist priest, covering up of too many scandals, hypocrisy. Response 1743. Desecration of the Eucharist underfoot when receiving in the hand. If Christ's blood is real and precious and any drop falls to the ground it's cleaned up, same goes for his body. Stop all abuse and just return to receiving Jesus on the tongue kneeling. No more excuses. Christ is vulnerable to satanic cults in black mass DS receiving in hand, but they use a device in the mouth to keep host dry. Protect our King, period. Response 1744. Ban communion in the hand, receive knelling on the tongue. Response 1745. Faith formation classes have failed miserably. We have not taught the faith post-Vatican II. Response 1746, living the faith according to scripture and tradition has been so misconstrued. Response 1747. Failure to teach about the sacrament of reconciliation related to being in the state of grace, and having adequate times for the faithful to receive it. Response 1748. Communion in the hand is irreverence. We really should be kneeling to receive Jesus. Response 1749, many of our bishops and the Vatican give mixed messages confusing the faithful. Response 1750. Lack of instruction and emphasis on reading and understanding the Bible is the Word of God. Too many rules not connected to the Bible or the Word of God. Readings at Mass never explained. Lay persons come from all walks of life and education. Wearing a collar does not make the essence of a priest. They are men who like to exercise, sometimes navigate around without being noticed. The heart of the person still radiates. Saint Peter is my favorite post-lo. He was uneducated, he was rough, he loved Jesus with all his heart. He did not need a doctorate to follow Jesus. Response 1751. Acceptance of women's ordination and gay marriage. Response 1752. Allowing homosexuality to be present in our liturgies with priests' vestments, altar cloths, adornments, and displays, rainbow flags, colors, etc. Response 1753. We have a president and political folks who say they are Catholic but promote abortion and continue to receive communion. The bishops do nothing. Response 1754. Lack of transparency. Response 1755. Reverence shown for the Eucharist seems to be lacking at all levels of Catholicism. Response 1756. that the Mass and its origins are never explained to those attending Mass. To outsiders, the Mass is like hokey pokey. I learned the origins and their meanings when I studied to be an altar boy, but have never seen it explained or discussed at Mass. Response 1757. Poor catechesis, lack of priests willing to try new evangelization techniques. Response 1758. The Catholic faith is the only way. Counter to the world, all religions are not equal. Too many Catholics are okay with abortion. This needs to be addressed from the leadership that this is unacceptable. How can someone who is okay with taking a life, able to believe in the real presence of our Lord? Response 1759. Failure to catechize. Response 1760. Priests' failure to speak truth about scripture, tradition, current social issues. In our parish we never hear homilies or teaching on heaven, hell, purgatory, divorce/remarriage, abortion, IVF, IUI, contraception, gay marriage, transgender. Our pastor would prefer to socialize, go out to dinner with parishioners than preach the truth. Our parochial vicars and deacons have a gag order on these topics too. Pastor's lay female assistant of 20 years approves homilies. We never have parish missions by true Orthodox priests. Instead, lay women from parish present Advent/Lent talks. Anything conservative is not allowed. We have a retired priest in residence who preached on his support of women priests. I'm in the Newark Archdiocese, so there is no place to go to be heard. I could continue, but it all makes me angry. I apologize for ranting. Response 1761. Dressing appropriately for Mass. The impotence of confession. Response 1762. In many parishes there is no apparent awareness of the crucial need for priests and religious persons to stay in close touch with older elementary and high school students. Even though catechesis has improved somewhat in recent years, I strongly suspect that much of it is still much too rote and essentially meaningless to many teenagers. By the time they're in college or working out in the world, their faith foundation is not nearly strong enough to resist peer and general culture counter-pressures. Response 1763. Clear and concise teaching/reteaching on the true presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament for all ages. Perhaps done through homilies, videos, podcasts, CCD classes, any and all means to reach the Mass with the universal teachings of the Catholic faith as stated in the Catechism of the Catholic Church and the Deposit of Faith. We have the truth, we need to teach and explain it to our people so they can be faithful. Response 1764. Vatican II and the Novus Ordo. Response 1765. They weigh people dress when they're in church, lack of reverence. Response 1766. Not alerting attendees at funerals, weddings, memorial, Mass, that only Catholics, in the state of grace, may receive the Holy Eucharist. Priests walking down the aisle before Mass, laughing and talking with people in the pews. Response 1767. Importance of going to confession before receiving the Eucharist and telling people that missing Mass is a mortal sin. Response 1768. Eucharistic adoration, holy hours and/or perpetual adoration chapels. Response 1769. Receiving in the hands. Faithful have no idea each particle is full body and blood of Jesus we are walking on. If bishops and priests reversed this and preached against the seamless garment theory, much would improve. Response 1770. Peace be with you to our neighbors in church should be a short nod. It's not even necessary because we are there for Jesus, but lay people have taken it to a whole different level with hugging and kissing each other, and it is a total distraction. People need to be told to pray especially the rosary to come closer to Jesus and his mother. Response 1771. Failure to explain why homosexuality, transgenderism, abortion and contraception are morally wrong and are mortal sign problems. Response 1772. Clerical vanity instead of humility and parish irresponsible stewardship equating non-essential spending with greater holiness and reverence. Response 1773. The need for teaching reverence in the church and while with the real presence. Jesus is truly 100% in the Eucharist. Response 1774. The immortal rite of the Mass. The new Mass, in its celebration, teaches very little, if any, of the true presence. In its creation, those in charge did exactly what Martin Luther did. He turned the altar around to face the people and he changed the Latin to the vernacular. Response 1775. Confusion, or is it, emanating from Rome on many, many subjects. Errors as well, the jab, attack on TLM, border control, the farce of man-made global warming. Response 1776. 1. Lack of presence of shepherds among our bishops and priests. We are training administrators, not good shepherds. Our bishops do not shepherd their own priests. Lack of fatherhood in the priesthood. Response 1777. My issue is the homilies not referring back to the spiritual readings. Response 1778. Excommunication of conservatives who disagree with Bergoglio. Our Pope is a disgrace. Gays, drag queens surround him, yet he punishes the conservatives. The Pope has his nose in climate issues, American politics, pushing disastrous open borders, yet he lives within a wall with security. The Vatican is very rich. I have a bishop, Jefferson City, Missouri, who destroyed the cathedral, to make way for a $25 million renovation of gaudy gold. Where is his poverty? He lives alone, with boyfriend benefits, in a huge home. He takes extravagant vacations to Key West, a parishioner's vacation home, with his boyfriend. What a hypocrite. I want to go to confession but not to a sinful, disgusting man such as Bishop McKnight. Why would I sit in Mass listening to a sinful gay man call me a sinner? Response 1779. Silence in the Church. Priests do not educate the laity in the importance of being in the presence of our Lord, and church is a place of prayer, silence, reflection, etc. Socializing should take place outside of the sanctuary. More available Mass times and confession times. Nocturnal adoration, retreats with priestly leadership, theology classes for the laity taught by priests, not the laity, Bible studies as well with priestly leadership, so the interpretations of the scriptures is within the doctrine of the church and not our own interpretation. Teach the laity the catechism of the Catholic Church or even bring a lesson into the homilies. Response 1780. The current push for women deacons and women priests. Our Lord ordained 11 men as priests at the Last Supper. He did not include women. We need to get back to teaching transubstantiation and reverence when receiving the body of Christ. Women distributing Holy Communion in pants sloppiness is absolutely disrespectful to our Lord. We don't need women on the altar as lectors, Eucharistic ministers. I am a woman. The Church has gone too far in disrespecting the Holy Eucharist. Inclusivity is no excuse. The norms in the time of Christ is not a good reason for women to be demanding inclusion on the altar. Response 1781. People have not been catechized. We need to hear it from the altar. 2 weeks of CCD school is definitely not enough to teach the children. RCIA needs to be monitored. A lot of different ideas in RCIA. Response 1782. Communion should only be received on the tongue and never in the hand. And, it should only be given by ordinaries of the Eucharist, bishops, priests, and deacons. Response 1783. A hateful pope who is an idolater, merciless and lacking supernatural faith. Response 1784. Our bishops are no longer dollar shepherds. They are wishy-washy on just about everything except pleading for funds. Response 1785. Kneeling at an altar rail and receiving communion on the tongue instead of the hand. We, the communicants, should not have the option of physically touching the hosts at any time. That too was a disaster. Response 1786. No one taught us this. Since my childhood in the early 70s, none of this has been taught. Half of the topics you just asked me about, I have never seen in real life, like the priest facing away from the congregation. I have never seen an altar rail in use in my 55 years on this earth. How does our generation teach our children something we don't even know? Response 1787. The loss of Catholic school education. We were taught repeatedly about Christ's presence in the Eucharist. Uncertain whether this is emphasized today in parish children's programs. Response 1788. Teaching faith-filled mystery of the real presence. It is not a mystery to be solved but to be believed. Beginning with little ones and continuing through each stage of life. Build strong faith. Continuously until death. Response 1789. Failure to offer proper catechism. Response 1790. Poor catechisms used in Catholic schools and CCD sacramental prep programs. Response 1791. A long hard look at what is being taught in seminaries. I will not contribute to any seminary until a conversation with the rector, yes I have called, and asked a direct question. Is there, frolicking about, going on in your seminary? Are homosexuals admitted? No more. Response 1792. Failure to catechize children about the real presence and worthy reception of the Eucharist. Response 1793. Preaching love instead of repentance. Response 1794. Yearly confession and mandatory reception of the Eucharist during the Easter season, people have lost a sense of sin, more catechesis is needed. Response 1795. Folks' belief in God, they have become one and don't feel going to church as meaning anything. Response 1796. Vatican II and the promotion of ecumenism. Response 1797. Rejection or barely putting up with signs of reverence as women covering their heads. No reparation of any kind when a host. Jesus. Is found in pews or trampled into the carpet by those going up to communion and when told about it the priest says it is unfortunate but it happens. Holy God forgive us. Response 1798. Lack of concern on the part of clergy for the attire of the faithful for Holy Mass. Doing away with the practice of head covering for women. Response 1799. The loss of religious sisters and brothers in the Catholic schools. Response 1800. A general lack of reverence in church by all. The pastor needs to be sure that silence is observed inside of church, also that clapping is not encouraged, everyone becomes infected when the pastor encourages it. I miss the absolute silence in church that I grew up with. It was so enhancing of the feeling of the reverence that is needed to realize that something / someone very special is present. Response 1801. Lack of faith in the real presence exhibited by Pope Francis and too many bishops and cardinals and priests. Examples: allowing Nancy Pelosi to receive communion in St. Peter's 1 week after being admonished by her archbishop that she should not receive. Example: Rainbow Mass ES which give consent to active homosexuality and allow people in serious sin to receive the Lord. Response 1802. Children in both Catholic schools and CCD are not being brought to church in adoration of the Eucharist. RCIA programs are not stressing the Mass, reception of Christ in the Eucharist as they receive communion and not being taught reverence or even what it is and means, was a CCD teacher and director for almost 40 years and ran an RCIA program for 10 years. I've seen it all. Response 1803. There is very little information on how the apostles celebrated the first Mass ES and how they passed that on to their successors. We need more catechesis on the early Church Fathers and how our Church has continuity from those first days to the present. Period. Response 1804. The institution has lost its luster, credibility, transparency with so much sexual and financial abuse scandals. In spite of measurements taken to fix these issues, IT has not been fixed. Response 1805. Catechesis has been so severely watered down in recent decades that some classes teach little more than, I am special, and, helping others is what being Catholic means. Response 1806. The seeming prohibition of the ordained bringing communion to the sick and shut-ins. Only the goddesses of lunacy, aka Eucharistic ministers, are permitted to do this, a little snack for the old people. The Church's wounds have been self-inflicted, orchestrated by a small band of willful clergy, and a few women, determined to destroy the Church from within. Response 1807. How can anyone believe in the real presence of the Eucharist, when every Tom, Dick and Harriet is allowed to touch dot and distribute the Eucharist? Response 1808. The display of reverence by priests and laity towards the Mass. Response 1809. Continued teaching of the Catholic faith and traditions throughout our lives. Catholic school is just the beginning. We adults need it more than ever. Response 1810. People should receive kneeling and on the tongue. Response 1811. There doesn't seem to be any reverence for Christ's presence on the altar. We have a pastor that runs around the altar like it is a basketball court, then asks for a round of applause for the band and chorus also next to the altar. Response 1812. Failure to have biblical talks referencing tracing of Jesus as Lamb of God. And familiarizing New Testament scripture notations as proof. Response 1813. The U.S. bishop's failure to throw out Father James Martin and the like and instead throwing out the coalition of canceled priests. Response 1814. Priests having to have a day off rather than putting the needs of the people first, such as attending to the dying. Response 1815. Little emphasis on reality of sacredness of host. Response 1816. The Pope's actions canceling good holy priest and stacking the cardinals with pro-homosexuals. Also the handling, not excommunicating, men like Marco Rupnik. Response 1817. Clergy's casual and disobedient attitude towards the liturgy, changing and ad-libbing the prayers of the Mass to fit their own whims and agendas. Clergy's lack of reverence towards the Mass, the tendency to treat the Mass as a one-man show. Response 1818. Clerical lack of ordained leadership. The confusion caused by the Pope's hostile comments about conservatives and Americans. The rotten leadership of cardinals in Washington and San Diego. The disaster of years of clerical silence about Biden's abortion support. The wretched example of men such as Jesuit Martin and his superiors and the Pope's approving comments of Martin's heresies. I could go on and on about the crumbling state of Catholicism as these men go about their accommodatingly destructive behavior. And, I would add, the unnerving tolerance of the politically correct USCCB, which seems to consist of a large group of men who have lost their savor and who now do nothing about evil in their midst. And much more, which relates to the rotten state of clerical leadership and theological fidelity in the present Catholic Church. Response 1819. Lack of witness by priests of reverence and love towards the Eucharist when celebrating Mass. Response 1820. The fact that immediately, our churches were closed for the pandemic. What was the message, that the Eucharist is just not that important? The bishops and priests showed their lack of faith in the healing power of the Eucharist. People got the message loud and clear that it was not necessary or relevant. Response 1821. Access to more regular confession. We need greater access to confession. Every day before Mass, if possible. If people are in the state of grace, they will see the Eucharist for the gift that it is. Response 1822. Lack of faith by priests. Response 1823. Catholic education gone in schools. Woke attitudes. Response 1824. Abortion. They never mention abortion in a homily. They accept politicians who support abortion. There is no leadership in the Catholic Church, and that includes the Pope. They also basically support illegal immigration. They are liberal and do not support American principles. Response 1825. The importance of going to confession and receiving communion cleansed of mortal sins. Response 1826. Failure to emphasize the sacrament of confession, that one must be in a state of grace to receive, and that when one is not in a state of grace, they have cut themselves off from the lifeblood of the Church and they can pray for no one but themselves. Response 1827. Adult catechesis, because formation of the past centered on following the Baltimore Catechism, the Ten Commandments, and a fear of God. Relatively few who call themselves Catholic today follow traditional Catholic news sites and are generally clueless about what the Church teaches and why. Response 1828. NGO subverting the United States by using funds from parishioners to fly illegals, room board cash clothe register to vote so the Pope may appear magnanimous with the globalist cartel. The nagging for funds while the Vatican amass ES more wealth and is part of globalist agenda. The changing of music from heartfelt songs to nouveau renditions while placing illegals in charge of music and bypass tradition. Giving communion to political theater Catholics Biden Pelosi whilst they support abortion and open borders and aberrant behavior pride parades. No mention of values voting and reminder of what our values are. Jesus taught many a lesson and did stand up to tyranny instead of remaining complacent. We are about to enter 1,000 years of darkness unless men are strong again and people are moral and virtuous. Too busy accommodating secularists and godless instead of standing with girded loins. I can't go to church because they preach to the two in bush rather than bird in hand. The world yearns for our God-given rights, not kowtowing so as not to offend. Find your God gene again and stop pacifying while going along to get along. This Pope is not of God and the people. He had a liberation theology agenda and needs to be replaced. My family has Catholic cemeteries in VA, TN, KS, etc. as they came to America in 1738 and fought for man to not be subjugated but self-determined. I cannot conscionably play a contemporary charade for appearances. God knows, Jesus knows, Judgment Day is coming, and they know my heartfelt beliefs, that is why I fight prepare for the modern-day holy war. Repent and live it lest your eternity be elsewhere for those who did not put Father, Son and Holy Spirit first. Amen. Thank you God for my blessings and your amazing grace. Response 1829. The scandal of the bishops being more concerned with Caesar than with God. Response 1830. Lack of real teaching and discussion of current issues in the Church from the Ombo. Terrible catechesis. New believers enter in serious deprivation of the history, depth of the magisterium re-salvation, and tolerance among the laity, clergy, and religious for abortion, sacraments, reverence, etc. It's a mess out here in the hinterlands. Response 1831. Formation in the faith. Response 1832. Taking the focus off of the Eucharist with the sign of peace when everyone socializes. Response 1833. A watering down of Catholic education in Catholic schools. The Eucharist is a symbol, poor teacher role models regarding the emphasis on reverence in the Church. Response 1834. Social constructs. Response 1835. Parish emphasis on fellowship after Mass. Social justice too greatly emphasized. Response 1836. The silliness that goes on when the people are asked to express Christ's peace to one another, right before receiving communion, would we could stop this practice or put it at the beginning of a Mass. I appreciate it when the priest omits it. Response 1837. Lack of authentic curriculum being taught in Catholic schools and in parishes' religious education program. Teaching prayers and praying in same programs. Addressing the Church's teaching regarding contraceptives, birth control and abortion from the priest and bishops. Addressing the issues of homosexuality, trans and gender that is being taught to our youth. Response 1838. Disregarding the belief in heaven and hell, salvation, necessity of confession. Response 1839. Inadequate religious education training for catechists teaching children the sacraments. Lack of inclusion and training of parents as their children participate in sacramental programs. No parental support for the completion of the sacraments. Poorly run CCD/religious education programs for public school children. Lack of priestly presence or interest in the children and what they are learning. Lack of funding for well-run retreats, youth nights, engaging activities for parent and children, poor homilies for people who are not catechized at the Mass, ES. Response 1840. Neglect by our Pope, Cardinals, Bishops, Priests, through lack of moral courage and fraternal love, to speak with truth and clarity, to guide us on the narrow path of salvation. Response 1841. Speaking truth from the pulpit. All about the money and receiving money from the government. Little talk about a just God as well as a merciful God. No talk about hell. Response 1842. Attire. People fail to come to Mass, to adore and praise God, in their Sunday best. They come with sports attire, clinging immodest attire for women, soiled-looking jeans, and husbands do not seem to role model proper clothes for families either. Some appear practically in beachwear and tight revealing leotards. They most likely would not wear to a wedding reception nor New Year's Eve event. If you believed in the real presence of Jesus in the tabernacle and upon the altar, one would dress for respect for God. Also, many people rarely pause and truly genuflect, and thought physically unable, bow beforehand entering the pew. Actions, demeanor, clothing, speaks volumes. It doesn't have to be expensive or trendy, just modest and respectful from children and adults. Response 1843. Vatican II encourages ecumenism plus evangelicalism while discouraging proselytizing. Also, Vatican II has had several subtle errors that has caused all this issues present to go out of control. The clergymen need to show they revere holiness in the Church teachings even to any new councils. Name the errors of modernism and notice the errors of Vatican II promulgates modernism. Response 1844. An understanding of who God is. Response 1845. One, offering peace and socializing instead of focusing on the Eucharist. Two, people leaving right after Holy Communion before Mass is ended. Three, quiet in the sanctuary after Mass, again loudness and socialization. For dressing up for Mass and not arriving in inappropriate attire, would you dress like that for a wedding, and if not, then why do you dress like that for our Lord? 5. Rebuilding customs, like sign of the cross when passing a church, respect for the tabernacle, reverence in our churches. 6. Promoting adoration. Response 1846. Clothing worn in a church and to Mass. People look like they are going to a backyard barbecue. Leaving Mass before the priest processes out. Response 1847. Pastor does not always show up at daily Mass and is obviously not aware of the sacredness of the Mass. His goal stated at his first Mass, I promise to make weekend Mass ES less than an hour. His distractions are abundant. Does not look at the ordo to know that there is an obligatory feast day and skips the creed on solemnities. Don't get me started. Response 1848. Women not wearing veils. Men wearing hats. not genuflecting for the laity. Having a social time after the Our Father while the tabernacle is being opened. Not kneeling during the creed. Eucharistic ministers distributing communion and receiving it in the hands. I know you mentioned this, but I think it is very important. The altar servers, sacristans, and M's not being trained. Walking all over the altar and between the tabernacle and the priest during Mass. Tabernacle being removed from the church and put in a closet down the hall. Another big one. As if he is not important and why we are in church. Response 1849. As a believing Catholic, I answered these questions as I know of my own understanding of Jesus Christ in transubstantiation in the Holy Eucharist. I don't know, and could not guess what other people's thoughts are in regard to belief in the Lord's Holy Presence. But, I am appalled by the lack of reverence in the conduct of Holy Mass at some parishes where I attend, including my home parish Thierry Novus Ordo parishes. My experiences include 1. Speeding through the worship ceremony in less than 1 hour. 2. Hearty and loud affirmations by the attending faithful at particular statements of prayer offerings, following the sermon, topical pleas for peace to politically favored groups of people, then, pablum wishes for harmony in all other mentioned purposes, no mention at all of long-standing Catholic and Christian persecutions in places throughout the world. 3. Utter disruption of proper focus upon the altar, where Jesus is now present, while the sign of peace admonishment by the priest generates church-wide, rowdy acknowledgement among all fellow Mass attendees. 4. The disruption of Holy Mass as a serious time for worship the Lord God, when parish announcements are given free time range prior to the final blessing, cannot the priest and parish leaders accept that their fellow parishioners will read the bulletin, hard copy, or flock notes, email delivered, which always addresses the same information as the priest announces before giving the final blessing? 5. The large, visible clocks on the wall of the church. 6. Attendees at Mass resuming their socializing immediately following the priest's departure from the altar/procession to the narthex/outside church porch for personal greetings. 7. I attend the ancient rite as often as I can, it is offered sparingly, at a neighboring parish, in the old church, and only at 8 a.m. Sundays, the low Mass is offered. It is beautiful to my soul and all of my senses. The reverence of the priest and the congregation is clear to behold, the silence allows me to read the Latin in my missal, as the priest speaks all of his prayers, and the readings of Scripture, in silence or softly out loud. All of us congregants are facing the altar, the same as the priest. No one is, in the round, amphitheater seating, only one direction, facing east. Response 1850. The Novus Ordo. The whole thing, not just bits and pieces of it. Response 1851. Closing churches during the pandemic, it showed that the bishops don't see the sacraments as essential, or even important. Response 1852. How can a priest honestly who doesn't believe in purgatory or hell actually consecrate the host? Or a priest who believes in LGBTQ, which is pride a grave sin, consecrate the host? Don't say the Holy Ghost intervenes. That's blasphemy and you know it. Response 1853. Socializing in church, before and after Mass, as if the tabernacle is empty, maybe God has left the building because of all the chatter. Response 1854. More emphasis on worldliness and less importance of church. Unbelief of priests and bishops. People being used to immediate gratification and no concern for their souls. Response 1855. Ignoring the sacrifices of the saints. Response 1856. Failure to at least provide kneeler for receiving communion and some diocese's policy of standing during Eucharistic prayer. Response 1857. Fact that the Pope is making decisions contrary to Catholic teachings. Response 1858. Novus Ordo Missae.